We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith, Grind, and Inspire podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Gene.
This is Colbert.
And welcome back to another episode of Faith, Grind, Inspire. Look, Kobe, man, what's going on, brother?
All is well, man. We still holding it down. We still in the middle of, you know, the pandemic. You know, so we just...
like some say, the plandemic. I mean... Look, it's been a few weeks, man, and so first of all, you look good, man.
Likewise,
you know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
You know, we healthy. You know, I want to send some thanks to everybody that sent their prayers out for my dad.
Yes,
he had a stroke the Sunday before Thanksgiving, but luckily for us, nothing happened. Yeah, like. Something happened, but he had no feeling in his left side. Mm. But then now he's walking.
Beautiful.
Like he was home before Thanksgiving, and so he got home that Wednesday, which was amazing. And on Thanksgiving, he actually walked up the steps.
Bless.
So God is good, man. God
always,
is great. So
always,
thank you guys
always,
for all
always.
Your prayers. Now you know. Today I wanted to quickly just do a quick little episode. We're not going to keep you guys long. We've been on this app, right?
Yes.
Called Clubhouse.
Major right now.
Major. And this app for me has been, because you always wonder, how do people think, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember when I got on, you were in my welcome party, and you were like, Gene, you will love this app.
Yes.
And you're gonna just rip through it, and you're going to love it, and it's going to be great for you. And I was like, I don't understand how. Like, you know? But then I did one Clubhouse chat room, whatever, with Alvina, my sister.
Yes.
The Power of a Brand,
yes.
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had over like, and I was scared, bro. I'm not even going front.
Right.
I'm not even going front.
Yeah.
It was 6 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock on Thursday. And I told, and I said to her, let's just make it 30 minutes. Because I was scared nobody was going to come in our room.
To be 30 minutes on Clubhouse. I don't even think that's been done.
No, bro. It's not. I don't think so, man. And I was nervous. I'm not even gonna front, Kobe. Like, I was nervous, man. And we ended up having like over 100 and something people, a bunch of well known people coming into the room. Some people were asking questions. It was really engaging.
Yeah.
Like, the energy, like, it went from fear.
Yeah.
To passion, the passion just like came out, and I just
it's
was
the
like,
butterflies, man.
Yeah,
we call
man.
That when you're about to perform, you call that just performance butterflies.
Yeah.
It's like no matter how many times a great athlete is about to perform, they get those little butterflies. It's not really a fear, but it's just a nervousness. But after you get into it, you get in the flow of it. Everything flows incredible. But Clubhouse, for those that don't know, it's right now it's in beta stages. One of those apps that is it's a social media app, but there's no text. There's no pictures. You just have a profile. And it's just literally chat rooms about different topics. And everybody has an ability to speak. You have a moderator that controls who comes up on stage. And then you have a crowd. If you want to raise your hand, you could go up into the crowd. Similar to Zoom, but without without any video. It's just all just your face and your voice. And that's what I love about the app. You have to be authentic. You get to hear people's truths. Mm-hmm. You're able to, you can step into a room and feel the vibe. Be like, nah, this is about to get ratchet. I'm out of here. And jump into the hallway.
Yeah.
But there'll be some high level conversations. I think the longest that I heard so far is like 24 hours a room just continued to go on.
Yeah.
Just people just talking.
But
you could get sucked in.
No,
I told
you.
I said,
Gene. Thanksgiving night, I was sucked in, man, and I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, like, how is this even possible? You know, my wife was like, what is this, man? Yeah. We're about to eat dinner. And I was like, and I was giving relationship advice. And my wife was like, what is going on? Who are these people? I said, look, I don't know. This is my first day on here, but I'm hooked, man. But here's the thing. So there was a conversation that was last week, right? Mm-hmm. And the conversation was the Power of Brand. It was part two, adding value, right? And so they had all these big, this guy named Linwood, who's like, his TV network is in the airports, Like, you know how you watch TV in the airports and you're watching? It's his company.
Wow.
Right? Then there was another lady, and she produced, she directed a movie called The App That Stole Christmas. Okay. And she was in the room.
Wow.
And it was because of me and Alvina. Alvina put it together, and she knows all. Alvina's like a boss. Like, she knows everybody.
Right.
Like, when you don't think she knows.
I slipped in that room for a little.
She literally knows everybody. And so she's, and all these power people making million-dollar deals, billion-dollar deals, and they're moving and shaking. They all said the same thing.
Mm.
And here's why I wanted to do this. As a people, right, we look at how come we don't get a chance? Mm. How come we don't get the opportunities, right?
Mm.
We have to understand that opportunity comes to those, to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has opportunity, right? Sometimes the opportunity is a no-call ID,
mm-hmm.
calling your phone. And because you don't answer the no-call ID, you don't answer the phone.
Right.
But guess what? It was Oprah.
Right.
Right?
Don't make me start answering them calls now, man, thinking it's Oprah.
Let me tell you. Yesterday, my sister, Alvina, she called me. She called me from the no-call ID. She showed me how to do it on my... I didn't know how to do it on my phone.
Mm.
Like, have your phone...
Oh, yeah.
Call and no one knows who you are. So I was like, what? You can do that?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, take it off. And I was like, so I took it off. And because I said, yo, why you have your phone blocked? Like, you know, like, and she's like, oh, I was just showing somebody and I forgot to put it back on.
Mm-hmm.
And so with her, when she showed me that, I was thinking about it. Opportunity, somebody might call you and you don't pick up. Somebody might email you and you don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
I lost plenty of opportunities.
Right.
I remember I didn't check my email one day, and a school reached out to me, and they wanted They wanted to spend like $7,000 on a website.
Mm.
So I had to call my. I had to take accountability and tell my partner, I dropped the ball.
Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. But this won't happen again. And I put fail safes in place where that won't happen again,
mm-hmm.
right? Because as entrepreneurs, even though I've been doing this for 20 years, Kobe, I learn every single day.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to like get better and try to figure out ways to like make my life easier, number one. And number two, not drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because when there's opportunities out there, like yesterday, on that podcast, on the Clubhouse, three people on there, the guy Linwood mm-hmm. was saying that they're looking for black creators mm-hmm. in the podcast space
yeah.
where they're giving checks to.
Mm-hmm.
There's a GC who's a friend of the Fave Grind Spy Show who's been here twice. He said in January they're bringing on black creators
mm-hmm.
right or creators of color, and then the other lady Monique. She said something about the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we need to, as a community of entrepreneurs, especially during COVID, we got to get our shit together.
Mm.
Right? We have to. We can't drop the ball. We can't afford to do it.
Nah.
Because there's a million people out there, unemployed, mm-hmm. that are like, yo, I'm ready and I'm hungry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm 20 years in, and I'm hungry,
yeah.
right? I know in real estate, let me tell you how fast things are. I showed a property on Saturday. I listed it on Saturday. I sold it. I put the offer in on Saturday, 10 minutes later.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. There was a guy that came when he saw me going into the meeting. He said, I'm going to call you on Monday. Hear what I said. I'm going into the listing appointment. The guy sees me going in, and he tells me, give me your card. I'll give you a call on Monday so I can set an appointment to see the property. But 10 minutes after I left, another guy came that Saturday, literally 10 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the property. He took action, got accepted, offer, sold the building.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes. So when the guy called on Monday,
yeah.
Actually, he called on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was too late. Contracts were signed.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, what do you mean?
That's how it goes.
You just came here on Saturday. What happened?
Yeah.
I said, literally, like, right after you left.
Yeah.
Right after you left. And just to give clarification, what happened? So like I said, I'm always trying to make my life easier. So I had a plumber who's doing some work for me in Brooklyn, but he lives in Queens. So I told him, hey, meet me at this property in Queens since you live out here and we could just meet in front. So I knew my listing agreement appointment was going to be 20, 30 minutes. So I said, meet me at this time. So it gave me a 10-minute window. So once I finished the meeting, I got the listing. It wasn't on MLS. I didn't do any of that stuff. I literally signed, came out, met the guy outside. And when he said, why'd you meet me here? Why'd you give me this address? Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, oh, you know why? Because I'm selling this building. And he said, really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I actually just got the keys from the owner. So you want to be the first person I show?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. He's like, so it's not on MLS or anything? I said, no. He said, really? I said, yeah. So I was like, he was like, cool. So now I'm showing him as a person that's like seeing it for the first time too, right. Really. Like, this is the first showing. So the guy says, I would like to put an all cash offer.
Mm.
I said, what? I wasn't looking at him.
Right.
So there's two lessons to this, actually. Number one, don't wait.
Right.
Number two, don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I was looking at him as the plumber.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, yeah. You definitely got to stop doing that. Our people, that's one thing our people definitely have to stop doing is doing that judging. You know, mm-hmm. I see too many people, especially when you talk about networking, they're just looking, either they're looking for a blue check
mm-hmm.
or they're looking...
A blue check.
Yeah, it's like yeah. you have to really bring value. Stop looking for a handout. You really have to be somebody that's actually... You stand on your own. When people look at it, it's like, if you're the one that has the money, you're the one that has the opportunities, why look coming to you just say, oh, yo, give me an opportunity? It's like, what am I doing for you?
Why am I adding value, man?
You got to add value. And that's one thing. Going back to Clubhouse, you can connect with so many people. Yeah. And what I love is that if you're interested, you click on their profile, take you straight to their Instagram.
Yep.
I could tell you I've gained over hundreds of followers. My following has jumped exponentially just by just speaking the knowledge that I have, especially in the spiritual space and people wanting to understand, like, yo, how do I deal with distress? Or there's just information. People are feeding information, and you're getting access to people you would never get access to.
That's true.
You have to. There's gatekeepers before.
That's true.
Now there's no gatekeepers. Yeah. You're talking about when Jay-Z's birthday, you had Dame Dash. You had all of these people in a room
talking.
And you could easily get on stage and then just have a conversation.
That's
you have access to people that you didn't have access to before. Because trying to get through Instagram, they never answer their DMs. Now you can actually say something and then you can actually just connect and be like, you know what? I was in a room the other day with a bunch of Haitian actors.
Uh-huh.
And And one of them was actually a writer for Insecure.
Oh, really?
Issa Rae.
Yeah.
So... they got to a conversation. It was like, yo, listen, we have to build together. You know what? Send me a DM. We could build on that. That can actually be a script. So now I'm in a space like, this is an idea.
Yeah.
Never thought about it. I've always had, you know, I know in the future I'll just do some film, some documentary thing. But he's like, hit me. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We can build on. So just that quickly, we were able to build and connect those dots, something that I would not have access to, and it's profound. So we really have to take these opportunities because they're right there in front of us. Powerful, powerful stuff.
Yeah, that is powerful.
That app is a game changer, and I think people have to take advantage of it. You know, we usually miss out on it.
Yeah,
it's like that wave that came, like when Instagram first comes. It's like when you catch the wave, and then all your following jumps because everybody's it's only on iOS.
Yeah.
It's not for Android.
It's not for Android.
So it gives that exclusivity, that FOMO, that fear of missing out for people. But for those that don't know, you will know soon because Clubhouse is definitely a good asset. You have to use it as an asset. Obviously, you can use it for things that, you know, just talk about dumb stuff.
Yeah. You know, like, but we don't have time for that.
Nah, ain't nobody got time.
Nobody got time for that. I mean,
well, some people do.
Some people do have time for that, clearly.
But people that try to make moves don't have no time for that.
But, It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Like I've seen, there's a lot of opportunity, man. I connected with some great people.
Mm-hmm.
I connected with another realtor in LA, right? And we're putting together some kind of deal right now, you know? And so it's amazing because I have people, you know what I'm saying? I connected with another realtor in Atlanta, same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? So the networking is just, incredible. But it's opportunity,
mm-hmm.
right? Clubhouse is not a place where you could just sit in the audience all the time, just listen.
Yeah.
But you have to come up, you have to press the hand, right?
Get uncomfortable.
Like I was in the room with the Jay-Z thing, right? For his birthday. I was like, you know what? Let me see.
Yeah.
So I pressed the hand and they brought me up. They put me up.
Yeah.
And I went up there and I was just like, give my little Jay-Z story real quick. And I walked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I left quiet. I was like, yo, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And Dame was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you were in there when I was talking about the business card. And wow. I was telling him when I met Dame, I gave him my business card and he was like, why is your card so nice?
Mm.
And I was like, this, marketing.
Mm.
And he was like, exactly. Mm-hmm. He was like, nobody's going to forget this card. And he's like, I won't forget this card. I won't forget you.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And so telling that story, and we're at Baby Fat's fashion show that day.
Okay.
So he remembered that because I painted the picture because he stopped. He was like, why'd you do this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it was like, huh? Like, you know? And he's like, Mark, you know, this was the branding. Yeah. Like you're branding yourself. Mm. You're putting yourself in a place. Mm. Number one, you got a suit on.
Yeah.
Number two, you got this hard plastic card.
Yeah.
No one's gonna forget this.
Shout out to Dame is somebody that's finally, you know, getting his roses. You know, because anytime you get in a mix with Jay-Z, it's tough to compare. But he's been preaching ownership and been preaching, you know, holding our own and creating our own. And he has an incredible streaming app that you know is going to be on the same level as an Amazon Prime or Netflix because he's actually putting the work in. But shout out to him because this is important, especially when talking about our people being able to see it.
Yeah,
most people wouldn't be able to get into these rooms to have these type of conversations. So I think that's the beautiful part because people are able to learn so much. It's information. We're in an information age where sharing knowledge is just, you can't hoard it anymore.
You
have to share it.
Yeah, just share it. Let it go.
It's a currency.
Man.
It's like, you just got to learn to flow. People just be like trying to hold on to it and just insecure, like, nah, just let it flow.
Let it flow.
The universe will reward you if you just, but you know, just be smart about it.
And you know, too, I think Clubhouse is the way for therapy for these people, too.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are healing.
A lot of people are like, just sharing content, man. Like, just sharing their emotions and their thoughts, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the stories I've heard, like, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Word? That's how that happened? Like, you know.
It's deep.
You know, it's deep. And so, the things that go around and how people connect and, like, it's just too much to, you know, go on. But clearly, we're fans of Clubhouse.
They do it. They know what they're doing, man. Shout out to the founders.
Shout out to the founders of that. Yeah, I want to invest.
Rohan and Paul, I think.
Because they
were actually in a room.
It's two people?
There's two of them, but they have obviously there was one of their investors. He's one of the investors that invested in Robinhood as well.
Okay.
He invested in something else, but he's they're in the rooms and they're talking to you, giving the information and they're explaining to you.
Really?
For instance, there was someone asked a question to him yesterday. He said, why aren't these influencers that are getting these deals just to get paid? Why aren't they taking it to get an equity of whatever product they're choosing to take on? And he's like, you know, to be honest, people just aren't thinking outside the box. Because that would be smart. To just, instead of just paying me up front,
mm-hmm.
nah, give me equity.
Exactly.
Of what I'm doing.
Like 50 did.
It's the smartest thing to do. Even when you understand the game of stocks, if you have a part, you have equity in the company.
Yep.
So you want to start supporting companies that are actually in alignment with who you are, what mm-hmm. you're about, and things that you're about.
Exactly.
If you buy Nike all the time.
You better have Nike stock.
Have some Nike stock. Yeah. If you got every single pair of Jordans, but you got no Nike stock, you
hustling me
backwards.
Out.
Yeah, you hustling backwards. People,
for real.
We just got to understand the game. And that's why it's like we just have to educate mm-hmm. our people because we haven't been educated. And like you said, I learn every day. And that's a wise man knows that he knows nothing at all. That's and exactly. The more and more you continue to just take in and soak, you just become more of an asset. And then the more opportunities come because you have more value. So it's just keep adding the value. That's like you said, going back to your case in point. And Clubhouse is something that adds value. One thing about Instagram is just all about pictures. And you can see someone, all their pictures look great, everything looks nice, but you haven't heard one word
comes
out their mouth. What is the substance? Who are you? Like, I want to know who are you? Honestly, so Clubhouse is definitely one of the apps for me because I'm someone that wants to have the in-depth conversation. I don't really want to do all the investigating, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it allows you to just really get a sense of who somebody is instead of putting a mask on.
I told my wife to explain it like real quick. I said Clubhouse is a ongoing podcast, like a live podcast.
That's exactly.
And we're gonna figure out how to bring you guys into the Clubhouse Faith Grind Inspired podcast. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do it, man. We're gonna figure it out. I swear, before the new year.
We're gonna have to reach out to the founders, man. We can probably work something out. We could probably reach out. Yeah. That's the beauty of it. We could just start thinking it out, that way, figure out how we can do because something like that.
It has to be a way. We gotta figure it out. So, any last things?
Nah, man. That's it. It's an honor and pleasure to be back. You know, to do these.
Yeah.
It's this. I call them Corona blessings. I still call them Corona blessings because it's like we don't understand what the Most High is doing, but he's doing something, mm-hmm. and that's the beauty of faith. You know, it's just knowing that everything else is falling into place, and it's actually putting us in a position. Like even though we are, you know, in quarantine, we're still able to be productive in these ways. We're using these kind of apps. They're tools. So, I'm just keeping the faith. All keep right. grinding.
Keep grinding. You know, keep inspiring.
That's
you
it.
Know. And so, so check this out. This episode, we're releasing it on a Friday. So, but next week, we're going to release Marshall's episode. Yes. And so next week, we're going to be back to our interviews and look forward to closing out this year strong. So keep grinding, man. Keep shining.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, social distance. Protect your family.
Right.
Stop. Don't go to Atlanta. It seems like everybody that goes to Atlanta gets COVID, man. It's like Giuliani. Giuliani went to Atlanta. They're like, yo, you got COVID from Atlanta. I said, yo, I don't know what's going on, bro, but they outside, man. Yeah, well, my ass is inside. So we'll continue to follow us and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Definitely.
God bless.
Man. God bless. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all follow. Do all of that. Hit that notification.
Yes, please.
So that you know when it's happening. This is what allows the algorithms. I'm starting to understand. This is what allows the algorithms to send the information and the videos out to people that need it, man. So love and light.
Yes, please. God bless.